Chapter 3. The Office. It was Monday morning at the boring but important office where the children's parents had boring but important jobs. Joe and Anna's mum and dad were a couple of minutes late to the very important Monday morning meeting. At the back of the room, where their boss, Mr. Meddle, would normally be, stood the largest man they had ever seen. He had hands as big as a flat-screen TV, arms as long as a bed, and doubled the usual number of heads. On his suit he wore two giant-sized badges. The first said, "Ping." The second said, "Pong."
"Hello," said the left head. "I'm Ping."
"And I'm Pong," said the right head.
"Right, let's get this meeting started," said Ping. "There's very important work to be done."
The two-headed giant scribbled Monday in big ugly letters at the top of a flip chart. As he wrote, everyone in the room could see a slimy blue wet patch on his short armpits, and they wrinkled their noses as a stench wafted across the meeting room. Mum looked at Dad, raising her eyebrows as if to say, "Oh, well, that's surprisingly stinky." Dad tried not to smile. Instead, he gently exhaled through his mouth, trying to blow the foul smell away from his face.
"I'll open a window," croaked Dad,
which is the sound you make if you try to talk without breathing in after holding your breath for 90 seconds. He walked over to the window and looked for the handle.
"I don't think these windows can open," said Ping. "Health and safety, we're on the fifth floor."
Dad turned around and looked at Mum. He was turning blue. She nodded towards the door. It was time to get out. "Excuse me," she gasped, getting to her feet. "I've got to..." In a sudden rush, everyone grabbed their notes and ran towards the door. Dad's escape was blocked by a pile-up of people trying to get out. He turned around, his hands clasped over his mouth, his wide eyes red. Ping was shouting at the top of his lungs,
"Sit down, everyone! There's very important work to be done!"
Pong looked Dad in the eye. Then, with a smile, he lifted his head and closed his eyes, gently sniffing the air. The room was filled with a loud trumpeting. The last of the air in Dad's lungs was gone. He couldn't hold his breath any longer. He opened his mouth, and even though he knew he shouldn't, he took a deep, deep breath and fainted. He woke up in the downstairs lobby of the building. "What happened?" he asked.
"He farted," Mum replied.